Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Here on the block, stream only now as the Royals have taken over the airwaves. I'm Austin Norman, filling in for DP and Jay, who are on the road, continuing our discussion about Husker football players that you're interested in watching. Let me know on the offense. Believer, I appreciate, I don't know if this is your comment or your question. We just got done talking a lot about the defense. So if you missed that, just rewind the stream or pay attention later tonight, wherever it is you get your podcasts. Had some stuff to say on the defense just now. We're turning gears, changing gears, turning the page to the Husker football offense. We talked about Dylan Raiola. Sean led off with that one last segment. Then we took our detour into defense. So Augie followed up with Jalen Lloyd and then Emmett Johnson. Let's start with Jalen Lloyd because he's one that's on my list as well. Jalen Lloyd last season. I have his numbers in front of me right here. Okay. So, 6 receptions is all he had. Only 6. You think about the impact he made, the headlines he got. You thought he had more than that. No, only 6 catches for Jalen Lloyd, but they went for 237 yards. 237 yards on 6 catches. He averaged darn near 40 yards per catch. In fact, last year, he, Jalen Lloyd, and Marvin Harrison Jr. were the only players in the Big Ten with more than 3 catches or 3 or more catches of at least 50 yards. All of Jalen Lloyd's went for touchdowns. He was the ultimate deep threat for this Nebraska team last year. He's a big deal. He's my pick to start in the slot right now. You think about the guys outside. Jamal Banks, Isaiah Nair as transfers. You think about Malachi Coleman playing outside. But Jalen Lloyd, I think, has the inside track to be the starter in the slot. I think that Jalen Lloyd has a lot to say about that because of his speed, because that was a lot of the role that he played last year, being flanked by taller receivers. Some other guys that might be in the running to start in the slot, you would think Demetrius Bell, who they were very excited about, would have had something to say, but he went down with the knee injury in the spring game. Is there a role for Jaden Doss, or is he a corner right now? We'll have to see on that one. Isaiah Garcia Castaneda is still on the team. Is he an outside guy, or do they move him inside as a bigger guy inside? Ja'Cory Barney turned some heads during spring ball. He's 6 foot, 170 pounds. Could you play him in the slot? Isaiah McMorris, how ready is he to contribute as a freshman out of Bellevue West? Right now, the slot receiver job is Jalen Lloyd's to lose. He has enough of a track record of success in playing the role that he was asked to play last year. I think that translates pretty well this year with, you know, either the same quarterback in Heinrich Harburg or maybe even a better improved passing game if it's Dylan Raiola that ends up taking the snaps for the Huskers. So absolutely, Jalen Lloyd is a guy I'm interested in watching to see if he was just a flash in the pan, a fun spark, you know, as he was down the scouting report, or, you know, has he moved up the scouting report? The team scheme to take him and his speed away from Nebraska? Do they play more deep safeties to not let Jalen Lloyd just run right by him, you know, for 50, 60, 75-yard touchdowns? Jalen Lloyd fascinates me and, you know, might be the key to this Husker offense. Augie also throws out Emmett Johnson. And Augie, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I assume you're talking about the whole running back room to some degree. Emmett Johnson last year averaged 4.6 yards per carry, 411 yards on 90 carries, two touchdowns, and in 12 games had seven catches out of the backfield for 46 yards. Emmett Johnson, not the biggest guy, right? That's been kind of the knock on him. Big enough to get the job done. He's listed at 5'11", 190. Explosive is all get out. Emmett Johnson put on one heck of a show at that dunk contest that the football team did at halftime. I forget which men's basketball game it was, but if there were better passes, Emmett Johnson would have been my pick to win the dunk contest. Problem was, he didn't get good passes. And I think it was Jeremiah Charles who was passing the ball to him. Jeremiah Charles ended up winning the dunk contest by the fan applause and cheering vote. Maybe if Emmett Johnson gets a neutral kind of third-party passer, Heinrich Harburg had already been out of the competition, maybe things break Emmett Johnson's way. But for Emmett Johnson to get his chance last year, I think he did exactly what you asked of him in that role. Coming in off the bench, some starter reps, a starter workload at some points. I don't know if the staff knew what it had in Emmett Johnson necessarily as a freshman out of the Twin Cities area. But I think they do now. I can also tell you they're high on Gabe Irvin. I can tell you that they like having Ramir Johnson back, at least in a leadership role. Quentin Ives was the emergency backup last year, the fourth string, as a redshirt freshman out of New Jersey. They like his speed, right? Long strides, gains ground very quickly. We'll have to see if he can pick up the intricacies of the running back position. But they don't feel, you know, so good about any of their guys that they didn't feel the need to dip into the transfer portal and get the guy that Earthquake Glue is talking about, Dante Dowdell. Dowdell is another guy that I have my eyes on because I think he could be what Husker fans and this staff wanted or want.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
This summer, saddle up with the only sportsbook where you can bet on horse racing, FanDuel. Right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $500. Just download the app or go to FanDuel.com/horses to score your no-sweat bet up to $500. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Offer valid on first real money wager of $5 or more. Verified FD racing account required. Bonus issued and non-withdrawable racing site credit that expires 7 days after issuance. Max refund $500. Restrictions apply. See terms at racing.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Gabe Irvin to Bain. If you hear Nick talk at any point here on the station, you will know that he is a Gabe Irvin guy. He's not ready to give up on him. I wish the best for Gabe Irvin. I hope he has a long, successful career. Maybe he's the next Divine Azigbo. But I'm kind of done with the Gabe Irvin hype and conversation. He's had his chances. It is wildly unfortunate that too many opportunities have been taken away from him because of injuries. No player deserves to have their college career go that way with injuries, right? Especially not a Husker, right? If you're going to be a good enough dude and have good enough morals to choose Nebraska over whoever else is offering you, yeah, I wish the best for you. I want you to have a long, fruitful career. I'm just not sold on that happening with Gabe Irvin. Irvin listed at 6 foot, 220 pounds. Dante Dowdell, on the flip side, a little bit taller, a little bit lighter, 6'2", 215. I don't know what to make of Dante Dowdell's performance in the spring game, running primarily against backups. Good dude, good pedigree. Oregon saw something in him, but Dante Dowdell saw that his path to playing time was more likely than not going to be blocked up there in Eugene. So we hit the transfer portal. He's from Mississippi, contemplated going back home to one of those two schools. But Nebraska ends up getting him to I think, fill a need. And I think the goal that this staff has for Dante Dowdell is that he develops into that every down workhorse back by the time you really hit your stride in Big Ten play. First three games in the non-conference, sure, figure out what you have. Try all your options. Figure out what works best for you and for the team and for whatever quarterback is playing the best at that point. Fine, take your time, give guys reps, keep them fresh-ish for the stretch run. But Dante Dowdell at 6'2", 215 has the body to hold up to what we think of as Big Ten football. And even if he's not a burner or a blazer with his speed, I think he's also fast enough that when you play some of these Pac-12 teams, he can match up with them in terms of speed. And I guess I would even flip that around, right? I would hope that Nebraska's running backs are fast enough to run away from, you know, your traditional Big Ten linebackers, but strong enough to run over your Pac-12 linebackers that you might think about. Is it going to happen? Is it going to come to fruition? I guess we'll see. But I still think this offense's ceiling is the highest if it's Dante Dowdell that gets the nod at starting running back. And I hope I just pissed Emmett Johnson off by saying that. Again, not undersized by any means. Not necessarily as physically imposing as some other guys on the roster. Emmett Johnson seems like a guy that thrives with the chip on his shoulder. I was super impressed. I forget after which game it was that Emmett Johnson spoke at the podium in postgame. He speaks like a college senior, if not older. And that's incredible. He's a guy that I think can be a true leader, not just in the backfield, but for the entire Nebraska football team. He's well-spoken. He's prepared. A lot of humility. Humble guy. Hard worker. Love the story. So if you tell me that it's Emmett Johnson and Dante Dowdell as Nebraska's running back tandem for the 2024 season, I think the room's in a good spot. I really do. If Gabe Irvin is healthy and can play a role, cool, great. Anything you get from Gabe Irvin, as far as I'm concerned, is gravy. I wouldn't plan on production from him. If you get some, great. I would say the same thing with Ramir Johnson. How many different offensive coaching staffs have seen Ramir Johnson and said, yes, we like him a lot. We love his versatility. We're going to use him in a lot of ways. And then it doesn't happen. He got moved to slot. Didn't see the field hardly at all. Got moved to running back. Still got buried on the depth chart. A few years ago, Ramir popped onto the scene out of the depths of the depth chart and was awesome in his role. Now, rushed for 750 yards. Looked like he could handle a Big Ten number one running back workload. If he's your number one running back, I can't say the running back room's in a great spot, but he's, again, fantastic leader. I think there's a reason that this coaching staff wanted Ramir Johnson around. By all accounts, a good dude, hard worker, can play a special teams role, whether it's returning or on punt or kick coverage. I would rather have Ramir Johnson than not have Ramir Johnson, but I'd rather have a guy or two ahead of Ramir Johnson on the depth chart, if you're asking me. Some other names that come to mind looking at the Husker football offense. I think Janarin Bonner is a guy that looked better in the spring game and more comfortable in what he was being asked to do. Not in love with Nebraska using a fullback a lot, but it became very obvious what Nebraska was going to do when Barrett Liebentritt was in the game last year compared to Janarin Bonner. A guy that they moved from wide receiver to fullback. Again, thinking he could be a Swiss Army knife type of option. I think Janarin Bonner has the potential to be a mismatch against linebackers. Out of the backfield, you know, if you motion out of any sort of I formation and send Janarin Bonner out wide, I think that has the potential to do some good for Nebraska in the right matchup. I don't know if Nebraska should rely on it, but if he has developed into a stronger blocker and a more consistent blocker in terms of his technical ability, his footwork, and his form, cool. Throw him out there in the right matchup, you know, hit his team with a couple jabs here and there, soften him up, and then, you know, run Janarin Bonner on a wheel route out of the backfield. Sneak him out into the flat where he can run after the catch a little bit after making a linebacker miss or running over a corner or whatever it might be. Janarin Bonner, I think, can play an interesting role on this team. I don't think he's a superstar. I don't think he's a guy you want to play through or feature, but I think he's a guy that can play an important role and might have a big moment or two for this Nebraska football offense. That'll do it for this segment. When we get back, we will wrap up on the block, or not on the block, Old School. This is Old School, brought to you by the Mercado. I'll tell you about the summer wine sale going on at Myers Cork and Bottle at 13th and South, and plenty more. Getting you set for the corner three here on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.